Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm going to a little soiree. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about it?
Mm-hmm. Should I stir it up?
The show, and then tell me?
David Josephson having some people over.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to David Josephson's party on Saturday in the afternoon?
No, in like late afternoon, evening. Yeah. CCO party that you're not invited to.
No, I am invited. I'm invited, and I'm going to go early.
What's this guy?
I'm going to go early.
This guy not invited.
You did not get invited.
No invite. No invite.
Oh, that's got to hurt your feelings a little. Kind of like how my feelings got hurt when Chad didn't invite me to his birthday party.
I get that.
That still stings.
Oh, God, it doesn't sting
But it
all.
Won't sting as much if I get a massage. If you give me...
I promise.
You can pick where I
let's,
get it.
Let's go back to Dave Harrigan, not invited to David Joseph. Susie, let's give
like
our
special
theories.
Event party or just to come on over, hang
just
out
just to
party?
Come see the new house. Oh. La, la, la. His wife, his
it
kids.
It seemed like a big deal to me.
Yeah, did
I
it?
I mean, it seemed like, you know, the people closest to me are coming over.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Not good.
Yeah. I know.
Susie, let's each go with a theory. I think it's producer rivalry.
Because you know, David Josephson thinks he's a better producer than David Harrigan.
Yeah.
And so therefore...
Doesn't want to hang with the riffraff.
Right.
Beneath him.
Right. Honestly, I think that's it. I think he just doesn't feel like you've got what it takes.
Susie took it even further than that.
I mean,
I don't even know why.
I was going to joke about it. Susie basically said, he thinks you're incompetent and can't hold the conversation and doesn't want you at the house.
He's worried about your grasp of the English language.
So it's also one of those where the invite said, if you want to bring something, bring something.
Oh.
When you get that, don't you think you should bring something?
Sure.
I'm just bringing a bag of chips.
Yeah, so where's the line on that? Because if it was a station event, it's, you know, where are the Doritos, you know?
Right.
But if you're invited to a party, especially knowing that Dave Harrigan was not invited.
You're terrible.
I mean, fillets for everybody?
I wonder what they're serving.
How about this? Mm-hmm. Here's where you can feel a part of the party.
He can make something for you to bring.
That's exactly right.
Perfect.
See, we're now thinking along the same lines.
What is your best dish, David Harrigan?
He has 17 rotisserie chickens at home right now. And
he's stewing.
Five of them are from May of 24.
Oh, no.
You can't believe how long he eats rotisserie chickens.
Do you love it, David Harrigan?
I do love it.
Are you sad? You seem a little down.
If I made something for the party to send him a chat, it would be laced with E. coli. And I'm not kidding. Everyone would be sick for a week.
Wow.
Oh, he's...
That's not very nice.
That's how I feel
Susie, right now. We'd like a guest on where are we at with cancer?
What?
Okay, we'd like a guest, honestly, on our where are we making progress on cancer? Where are
cancer?
We not? Yes. And this guy, who I think is an amazing producer, we're getting shut out left and right. Is that fair?
That's wild. Why? What kind of cancer? It's a rather large umbrella.
That's it. Because we want to just talk. And I'll admit, I've lost 3 friends recently to cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
No, I mean, I think it's so individualized. I mean,
can you get us a guest at 205?
Yes.
We tried the Mayo, we tried U of M, we tried Cancer Society.
Yes.
And we tried a Cancer Research Institute.
No, I'm going to find someone at Minnesota Oncology to talk about the work that's done around treating lung cancer.
No, we want overall cancer. Mm. So it can't just be lung cancer, even though one of the friends I lost had lung cancer.
Oh, don't tell me that. I hate hearing that.
We should have started the show 5 minutes ago.
I know. We better. It's almost time for your break.
Yeah, exactly. Dave's clock management. This doesn't happen with David Josephson. It's an example.
That's why he's letting you sort of like hang yourself. You know what I mean? He's not even helping you. He's not giving any signals like wrap it up.
No. Why aren't you giving us the wrap it up signal?
Because he's
mad. There's never been a wrap it up stop sign you haven't pushed through anyway.
That's,
so what's
that's the truth.
Have you gotten the thing done for Brad yet, by the way? He asked me again this morning.
Yeah. Well, he's offered something else, and I've offered it a trade. I go, get that done, and I'll do that promo.
Oh, my gosh. You are a wheeler and a dealer.
Yeah.
A wheeler and a dealer.
Get that overall cancer guest, 205.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And don't forget
trying doesn't count.
Don't forget about my massage.
Yeah. Well, that could be a trade, too. No, I'm kidding. I'm in on that either way.
All right. Bye.
Hit the button. We're so late. Who is that telling us about the muscular leadership?
That was Monica Crowley.
Oh, that's right.
Your guy Jesse Waters last night.
Monica Crowley, who for decades was like a Reaganite, true conservative, and she said she was that for a while and then went, I'd like to work still.
Yeah. So, I see dollar signs on that side of the thing.
Exactly. And it's worked out for most of the MAGA folks. Let's get to, first of all, I need to apologize to you. For the second time in a week, I did not ask you about the bumper music theme. I was driving home and I went, I did it again. I did not ask you about the bumper music theme. What was it yesterday?
I can't tell you right now.
Okay.
I could tell you.
It was like an anniversary. Have you just rolled it over to today?
No, I have not. But it's funny you mention that because bumper theme called me at 3:15 or so yesterday.
That committee too, or?
No, theme itself.
Theme itself.
Called me and was distraught.
Yeah.
And
it's my fault.
Let's just say that conversation led to today's theme. I will tell you, yesterday's theme, we had songs about photographs, pictures, things like that, because it was 15 years ago to the day yesterday that Instagram debuted.
Oh, I love the Instagram.
You're on the gram.
I'm on Instagram a lot. I don't post much on the gram. I'd love if you'd follow me on the gram, but I probably should post more stuff, you know? Chad Hartman Show. You just don't want to be on the gram, right? You're anti-gram?
I'm on it. I have an account. I can look at photos. I really don't use it.
You follow,
much.
You stalk, you don't partake.
Very rarely.
Yeah. Let's post one today. Come on, you and the family.
Nah, I don't like posting the kids.
Yeah, okay. Two of us. Me and you.
I don't like posting with you.
Okay. Just you. Just you.
That'd be fine.
Okay. The bumper music theme committee. We went so long with Susie. I'm just going to tell you my opening topic. And by the way, I don't mind it. That's how a lot of shows go back and forth on stuff. The sad, sad story about the 12-year-old in a bike accident is just, man. It just doesn't get worse than that. It's time to end congressional hearings. Their usefulness has ended. Are you with me? And this is after I watched maybe about an hour of the Pam Bondi, where it's so partisan. No information is shared at all. That isn't incredibly predictable the righties. You're amazing. It's great. Let's highlight some things that we think are important to us. And then the lefties, she just attacks them or doesn't answer the most obvious questions. Let's end congressional hearings until they actually are productive again. And this wasn't new today. This wasn't the first time I thought of this, but it was a complete waste of time to have the attorney general appearing in front of a hearing today. You with me? 651-461-9226. I'll elaborate further. I want to talk a little Shoal. We'll talk a little home insurance, a little car insurance, and reliability. That, I mean, what do you want? When you have a car and when you have a condo or a home or homeowners association, or maybe you own some real estate, and in some way you're paying for insurance, the most important thing is you want reliability, you want coverage, and you want to pay as little as possible. But you don't want to pay as little as possible and then not be covered. I started with this American Family Office when I came back in 1990. Now, Amber is not as old as me, thank God. So Amber Scholl, because you contact this office with American Family, with this local office, teamscholl.com. That is S-C-H-O-L-L.com. But she has been with the office for 15 years, running it for a number of years, and running it in an efficient way with the team. Excuse me. You don't just get Amber. You get a variety of people who you can track down at all points. So maybe you have kids. Maybe it's just the condo and you're new to the condo business. Maybe it's a home. Maybe it's a cabin. And you're trying to find out, do you have the right coverage? Reach out to my friends over there. They've been great for me. They'll be great for you. TeamScholl.com. And again, they're with American Family.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Oh. Is this because, in theory, my relationship with the bumper music theme is not as strong as it once was?
As I told you, Bumper Theme called me yesterday in tears.
So good.
The relationship is very rocky.
It is very,
very rocky between you and Bumper Theme. So that's where we got the theme today.
That's so funny.
Tunes about relationships that could be on their
okay, so let's continue. Congressional hearings and their relevancy. You learn nothing. You learn nothing. Here is the Attorney General of the United States of America. And you think about Jeff Sessions, and Trump was mad when he appointed a special counsel, right? Wasn't that the whole thing? Then we had, probably would have been better if it was Bill Burr, the comedian, but it was Bill Barr. Die hard, Reagan-like conservative. And Trump was done with him because Bill Barr told him repeatedly, hey, you lost the election. There's nothing there. And don't be believing Rudy and Sidney Powell and all the craziness that's out there.
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell, future governor, the governor. So Trump has learned. So this administration, they're... You know when athletes say we gave 110% when that's not possible? This cabinet gives 110% for the president every time,
mm-hmm.
which is what he wants. He wants loyalty. He won. And I'm not suggesting that every other attorney general in our history was completely detached. But let's just go to Merrick Garland for a second. Merrick Garland took years before he started investigating Trump for the most serious allegation of January 6th. So if Biden had Garland just as his complete toady, then he would have investigated Trump the day in office. And I know there are plenty of conservatives who believe, okay, maybe that's one exception, but even Ratcliffe has this report today, the CIA director, suggesting that the vice president in 2015, this is Joe Biden, didn't want anything out there about Ukraine and potential business dealings. There's also a report today about Jack Smith and monitoring Republicans in light of January 6th, and Republicans are very upset about it, and these absolutely should be investigated, and then we should compare what happened in other similar investigations. Is this typical? By the way, it could be typical and could be wrong and should be ended permanently. It also could be, well, this is just what happens with serious investigations, and other people, Democrats included, also were monitored. And on the weaponization, because there are many people believe that played a significant part in Donald Trump winning. And I made it clear, Letitia James running for office, winning, and saying all along she's going to go after Donald Trump right away, will just end any objectivity from Letitia James right there. Any. Zero. The situation in Atlanta, when you got him calling for the 11,700 votes, and Fani's just setting up the new guy when he has no experience in the area. Just incompetence by those individuals involved. Now, the New York one where he was changing the value for tax purposes, and then for loan purposes, I'm sorry, that's still criminal. Okay, if Dave has a series of buildings, and you wish you did, not here in downtown Minneapolis.
I might be able to afford them downtown.
Exactly. In about a week, you'll be able to buy the one across the street for $10. Okay, how about some gum? Okay, give us some gum. You can have the building.
I'd still try to break them down to about $8 or $7.
Okay. When you're trying to get a loan from a bank, you really aren't allowed to say it's worth $100 million. But then when you're paying taxes on it, you're not allowed to say it's worth $5,000. Okay, we'd all like to do that with various things in our life that don't involve owning, you know, skyscrapers. So on the weaponization, there's no doubt many Republicans and Trump supporters believe that was what propelled him back, and they think it's wrong. Well, now, I mean, there's no hiding anything about his weaponization. He says it. He tweets it. He true socials it. There's no hiding it. And now he has an attorney general, and he said it over and over again. My Department of Justice. My attorney general. He has it. The attorney general acts as if she is only his attorney. And today, over and over again, Dick Durbin cheap shot at him. Sheldon Whitehouse. These are Democrats asking questions. Cheap shot at him. Richard Blumenthal, who absolutely, positively, unequivocally did lie about his military service. And when he's actually asking something that seemed to have some merit about attorneys general and the White House, not just now, but going forward, she just took the cheap shot again in his military
service. Oh, yes, she did.
And, like, just had the notes, like they're asking questions, and she's going, okay, where is my White House cheap shot?
Yeah, she's looking down, flipping her papers the whole time.
They just wrote the cheap shots down for her.
Do you want a little bit of her with Sheldon Whitehouse?
Yeah, let's go.
He was asking about reports or witness testimony of photos of Donald Trump with half-naked women as he was apparently visiting Jeffrey Epstein, and he asked, has the FBI, has DOJ, has anybody ever uncovered these photos?
Okay, so let's just set that up a little bit. Remember, she's the one who, and I'm sure Trump reminds her endlessly, even though Trump, as a candidate and then out of office, kept talking about the Epstein files, right? And I don't know what Trump's involvement is, and I don't know what Bill Clinton's involvement is with Jeffrey Epstein. Anybody who knew in any way what Jeffrey Epstein was about as a pedophile, if you spent any time with him afterwards, you're gross. I don't care what party you're in. But to act like Trump and Epstein weren't buddies is silly. To act like Clinton and Epstein weren't buddies is silly, because they all were. So this is, again, she said in the John Roberts interview in Fox News, John, it's right here. It's right here. I got it right here.
Ready to review it.
We're ready to reveal it right here. And then all of a sudden it all changed. So now that's where the Democratic senator for, is he Rhode Island, I think? Something like that.
One of them that shouldn't be a state.
One of those states that really shouldn't be a state. Here's a little bit of the same.
Yeah, here's the answer that Bondi gave.
You know, Senator Whitehouse, you sit here and make salacious remarks, once again trying to slander President Trump left and right, when you're the one who was taking money from one of Epstein's closest confidants, I believe. I could be wrong, correct me, Reid Hoffman, who was with Jeffrey Epstein on multiple occasions. And the senator sitting right next to you tried to block the flight logs from being released. Yet you're grilling me on President Trump and some photograph with Epstein? Come on.
The question is, did the FBI find those photographs that have been discussed publicly by a witness who claimed Jeffrey Epstein showed them to him? You don't know anything about that. Okay.
So, I mean, again, and then with the Republicans, it was just flatter her or point out something in the attacks of Trump. They're just, it's just a talking point from one side, a talking point from the other. And because Bondi's audience is really one person, it's her boss. It's her client. I mean, she now views Donald Trump not as the attorney general, where, I mean, think about Janet Reno and Bill Clinton. The battles they had. By the way, Eric Holder, he was protecting Barack Obama a lot. He didn't try to have any he wasn't like Bondi. He was in the neighborhood. You know, he was too close. Garland waited for years to investigate Trump. If it was totally Biden directing, why would he? But it's a waste of time. And we've said this before, but it's just a reminder now, because now, and Patel did a couple weeks ago, just attack the individuals, because that's what Trump wants, to attack. So, yes, Congress should have some role, but just do it without the hearings. They're unnecessary now.
At least take them off TV. Put them behind closed doors. Then grandstanding, right. At least you're not doing it in front of the public. Maybe there's not as much of a need.
Right. And maybe you might actually get an answer. I mean, Klobuchar is asking Bondi just on assault weapons, do you think, because Bondi was for raising for some weapons in high capacity weapons in Florida to move it from 18 to 21. And she brought up what happened here, including with the Nunciation, said, because you had that position in Florida, do you think we could agree on one thing here? For high-capacity weapons, let's have it for 21-year-olds. And she wouldn't even answer that. She goes, well, there's a case pending. Come on. She can answer that. And she just was unwilling to answer. Like this, Senator Chris Coons flattered her with something, so they agreed. But behind the scenes, just they're accomplishing nothing. We accomplish a lot with Ask Adam Anything. He's next. Start the text. 651-461-9226. Again, I thought about it today. I thought about the spot. I go, yes, I'm not making it up. Came downstairs, saw the Connecticut, saw the glass, went boom, right here. Couple glasses of the Connecticut drinking water system. And if you've listened to this station for a while, or you've watched ads, or listened to other stations, you've heard about Aquarius Home Services. This company started 1987, earning the right to be recommended. And yes, they're involved in the utility room. And by the way, with the frost, make sure that furnace is working. And yes, they have a water softener, which helps out the shower, the washing machine, and the dishwasher. But let's concentrate on this Connecticut drinking water system, because we all need to drink more water. Okay, and maybe it's for your coffee, maybe it's for your hot chocolate, maybe it's just water. If you've thought about the Connecticut drinking water system, this is the time, because listen to this. You can save up to 25% on a Connecticut drinking water system. It's a tremendous investment. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You are in the at the Northern White House right now. Is that fair where you're at?
Sure.
Yeah, you can call it that, yeah.
The Northern White House. You've been up there since Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Percentage of time you have been sober since you arrived in that area?
Like 85% of the time.
Dave, you got to buy that one?
Seems a little steep.
Okay. Percent of time when you weren't sleeping that you have been sober up there?
90% of the time.
Oh, my gosh. Who are you? Who are
Don't perpetuate things.
Oh, is this because one person sent a text to you early in the
yes.
day? Okay. One person sent a text, hey, maybe if you weren't drunk all the time, yeah. your music taste would be better.
Yes.
What a nice text that yeah. is.
Welcome say. Back. Jeez. Welcome back to CCO.
We really missed you.
His music tastes are bad because he's high all the time. Not
yeah,
drunk.
That's true. I should have mentioned that. On any substance. What kind of lowlife pays big money to see a karaoke singer at a big venue?
Yeah, you're desperate for
the truth. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
this guy paid big money to see the karaoke singer, Dave, who replaced what's his face with Journey.
Wait a minute, that's not true. I've never paid to see Journey.
You said you saw Journey.
Yeah, but it was a free ticket. I didn't pay to go see it.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
No,
oh.
I wouldn't pay to go see that.
So
he's a man of great musicianship. The singer doesn't matter to him. He's watching the bass player.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you feel about that free ticket? I mean, did that bother you at all? Or
not at all. No, yeah. I enjoyed the show, but he was a karaoke singer.
Yeah. Did you get it from here?
No, it was a friend of mine.
Yeah. Did you write it off on your taxes?
I did not, no.
Yeah. Dave, do you think he should have?
Write it off. I'm just going to write it off.
Put that on his taxes.
I'm not sure the amount is high enough for them to care.
Yes. Among the texts, you've committed some awful act, and yeah. it's the chair for you.
Yeah.
It's over. What is your final meal?
Jeez. Do I have to have the chair, or can I pick?
Okay, yeah, that's a spin-off question. If you have to go, which way are you going?
I mean, instinctually, I want to say like lethal injections, but they've botched
that
so many times.
That's the
probably
worst.
Firing squad. It's probably the way to go.
Is that because you like the visibility? You know,
yeah,
you'd like the TV coverage.
Yes, put it on TV.
How about you, Dave? If you got to go, it's not a heart attack. Mm-mm.
I think I'd ride the lightning.
Ride the lightning. Oh, my God. It's certainly not drowning, as we said before.
No.
God, who are these fools? Be peaceful. You're out there in the water. Okay. Give me that garden hose. When it's going down your throat, you tell me when it's peaceful.
Yeah.
Not peaceful. Okay, so it's your final meal.
Final meal. Oh, yeah. Boy. I just don't think you're able to enjoy it, so I don't think it really matters what you're going to pick, because you're not going to sit there, boy, I'm really enjoying this steak with a great bottle of wine,
yes,
you know. Best ever. That's the best one ever. All right, what are we doing next?
Hey, I forgot. What are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know what? If you could pull that off. You're a tremendous compartmentalizer.
Yes.
Right.
Or complain about the meal. Like, you know, it just wasn't doing it for me.
Okay, how about this one? Dessert.
Mm.
You can have one dessert. And it's not even it's just tonight, Jen surprises you in the Northern White House and brings the perfect dessert for you, prepared exactly how you want. What is that?
I just ice cream. I just like ice cream so much, but it makes me feel like crap after I eat it. So in that case, if you're being put to death after, you don't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. So, yeah, give me the ice cream.
Dave, his favorite dessert makes him feel like crap. How can this be his favorite dessert? Help me out.
Well, you could certainly enjoy the taste that much that you don't care how you feel the next day.
That's it. I mean, we had some up here. The chocolate ox was still open
because
it was still warm.
Oh, okay.
And I had the ice cream.
What'd you have?
I forget that they call it.
It wasn't that mint crap that you like, was it?
No, I like that. But no, this one has a little like salted caramel with cashews in it.
Oh,
It was really good, but yeah, I had too much of it and I felt just like garbage after eating it.
Mm. I think ice cream is slightly overrated.
Oh, no way.
Dave, what do you think about that? Slightly overrated.
Ice cream is absolutely properly rated as a dynamite dessert.
Among the textures, oysters for the last meal, die from a Viagra overdose. Thank you, John. I mean, as long as you're able to participate, you know, before, I don't think you're getting ready to have sex and that's when the Viagra overdose happens, right? You need to have it. Tiramisu, someone says. Ugh.
From where, though? Read from where it is. You don't like tiramisu? Tiramisu's good.
No.
Yeah. From Merkin Vineyards. There really is a vineyard. Do you know what a Merkin is?
I do. Okay. You want to go ahead and explain?
It's a toupee for a different part of the body where toupees normally go. Jen's, by the way, she reminded me, of course, her French silk pie. And I'm not really a French silk pie guy, but she's perfected it.
Wow, what praise that is. You know, I really don't like this.
No, Jen's, I mean, I don't like the average version, but she's made it such that it's not so. You know, the problem with French silk pie, it can be very rich and overwhelming.
Yeah.
But she's made it so it's nice and subtle.
What's the point of French silk pie?
Who are you? Honestly, what has happened to you? That's why you have French silk pie.
I want it dry and, you know, get rid of the chocolate.
And also, little flavor.
Line up on the chocolate, would you? I mean,
straight crust for me.
You know, in fact, get the whipped cream out of there, too. I don't want any of that either. Oh, in fact, just in the tin. I love French silk pie. Dave, what are you saying of French silk pie?
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, my God. That is. Tell Jen anytime she wants to. Provide some French silk pie, I'm in. Adam, among the texts, I'm curious to know if you have a favorite vegetable. How curious do you think this person really is, too?
How often do they think about it, catch themselves thinking about that during the day? Oh, boy. I used to be like an asparagus guy, but I've come around. Broccoli is fantastic, too, when prepared right.
I love them both. We're going to have peas tonight. I don't have peas that often.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on peas?
I don't mind peas. Yeah. I like peas.
How do you prepare your peas?
It's been a while. Usually it's just the bird song frozen peas, you know?
Yeah. These are the fresh ones.
Yep.
Maybe a little sauteing.
Sure.
You know? Load it up with butter, so just to defeat any aspect of the health right there. All right. Excellent questions. Let's go to Greg. 651-461-9226. This is not meant to be serious in any way. Greg, go ahead.
Oh, we're serious. Hey, Adam, you're a royal, aren't you? You talk to the Queen often.
Sure.
What's the likelihood the Prince of Norway, who's just visited, gets you the regime of Norway?
That's a great question. I'm 36% Norwegian. I think we can make some connection there. I don't know if I'm part of the regal line of Norwegians, but I'm willing to be a participant in it.
You're a giver.
I am.
Right? Greg, could you help in any way?
Well, not really. I'm only 50% Norwegian, so.
Thank you, Greg. All right, a number of texts coming in. Keep them coming. Ask Adam anything. Is it possible that you're just going to stay where you're at and not come home?
No, as soon as this segment is over, I'm in the car heading home.
Well, I appreciate you sticking around for the mic level quality. Very, very nice. And I don't appreciate you not participating in some of our hijinks with text last night.
I was long gone, my friend. You know me.
That's what I figured.
But yes, my TikTok is consumed with old former presidents doing crazy things.
Let's talk about that because this is where we're too similar. What did you think of it? Well, we'll talk about it. Including someone winning this swimming race in dominating fashion. 651-461-9226. Dave, would you like to explain the bumper music theme to Mr. Carter?
Yesterday was the second in about 6 days that Chad did not ask about the day's bumper theme. And so I got a very upset phone call from Bumper Theme itself on my way home yesterday. Bumper Theme in tears. thinking the relationship might be over, so yeah. We have songs about rocky relationships today.
Wow, just totally ghosted.
I apologized. Wow. Even before Dave pointed it out, right?
Yes.
But I should have asked about it, and then there'd be no apology necessary. Okay, I don't know how this started, and it's just a reminder how similar we are. I now have, at times, Ronald Reagan talking smack to Jack Kennedy in a wrestling match. I have Jesus Christ walking on water, winning a swimming race. Yep. I have George Washington winning a game for the Mets. It's just mainly presidents, but it's also historical figures participating in sporting events, and it makes me laugh every single time.
Yes, and I also have I've got Elvis Presley doing household work and improving the lives of others. I've got that one. And there's a Mr. Rogers one now, the main Mr. Rogers, that are very funny.
Yes.
Funny and also frightening because they're
they're
realistic.
So real. Yeah.
We're doomed.
I have Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah. Crash out. The crash outs. Yes.
Hit a number of back to the text here. Adam, will you attend a Twins game in the next 3 years?
Yes, I will.
Adam, sounds like you have lactose intolerance. Try some lactate chewable tablets, and that might help you out. That's from Andy with an I.
Will do.
Yeah. Adam and Chan, Adam and Chad, I think that's my name. Wrong segment, underrated. Deep fried cauliflower.
I mean, you deep fry anything. Cauliflower to me is still, like, I do enjoy the cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
But cauliflower, it's tough to come around to cauliflower.
Our friend Lindsay Gensel, for a while at lindsaygensel.com, she had recipes listed. I don't know if she still does, but she has a tremendous cauliflower where it's got some crust about it and you bake it. Oh, it's phenomenal. I'm a okay, tell me a vegetable that you want no part of. I'll go first. Spinach. Ugh.
Yeah, spinach is tough. Are mushrooms vegetables?
They have to be, right?
Yeah, I cannot do mushrooms in any way, shape, or form.
Dave, what do you have? Vegetable that Dave Harrigan wants no part of.
Asparagus is near the top of the list.
Really?
By the way, mushrooms are not a vegetable. They are a fungi. That's a separate thing. Also not a big fan of cucumbers. If they're chopped up and in something, I can do it. But let's just grab a cucumber or a pickle. Ugh.
Wait a second. Gross. Wait a second. Just how often do people just grab a cucumber and eat that on their own?
Cucumber slices. We give those to the kids all the time. They love it.
And vinegar. That's good.
I think you should lose your children. You give cucumber slices to your kids all the time?
Yes, they love them.
Adam, are you willing to take one of the girls? I'll take the other.
No, nothing wrong with cucumber slices.
Well, I think. I mean, how often? Like three times a day? You're just feeding them cucumbers?
All we let them eat.
That's it. Adam, what is your prediction on who will be the first to score a goal for the Wild? How about that one?
Oh, geez.
We might have some action at Diamond Joe's right there.
Marion Gaborik. How about that?
Yeah.
Does he still play?
How about the fact that the best player in the league by far looked at Kirill's contract and said, I'm going to sign an extension for 2 years at $12.5 million.
Yeah. Shocking.
Connor McDavid. Now, he's had a big salary already. Now, Kirill's other one was it 5 for $45? So it's not like, he's looking for help from Sharon and Karen Hands or anything. But that is absolutely stunning. I wonder what the NHL Players Union thought of that, because they're always pushing players.
Push it.
And here you have that guy. If you're Edmonton, you had to like part of it and hate part of it, right? Where you like it, saying, wow, we can add more players now. Mm-hmm. You hate it because
2 year deal.
It's because he's already got one left, but you're back in the same boat. That's a bit ominous, to say the least. Adam, would you be able to call the Jackson Five if all the members were replaced by a guy named Tom and there were only four of them.
Yeah. Yes. Tom, and Tom.
Yeah. Do we have anybody other than George Foreman who did that? Just named all their kids after themselves.
I don't know.
Would you want that?
No. No. I need a variety of the spice of life, I'm told.
I'm also told, because I follow the Instagram of you and your mom, it was Siggy's birthday yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yep, 15.
Okay.
Yep.
Speak about how much you love your daughter.
So much that I went out of town. Not only
for this,
I thought you were going to give me grief again because I was out of town for Morgan's.
I was going there. I was waiting because this is the second time in the last 5-6 years where one of your daughters had a birthday and you went, "Where can we go, Jen? We got to get anywhere but town."
Yeah,
you know.
No, she's wonderful. Great kid, and she's going to see her play some volleyball tonight. So very excited about that.
Fantastic.
Yep.
I love you. Thanks for hanging out. You and Jen drive safe, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
Adam Carter here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.